A recent Axios Ipsos Latino poll conducted in partnership with News Telemundo has unveiled concerning findings. Over half of U.S. Latino adults fear that any future mass deportations would indiscriminately target all Latinos, regardless of their legal status. The sentiment underscores the deep-seated anxieties with the Latino community, particularly in light of former President Trump's past pledges to ramp up deportation efforts. Now, to shed light on the implications of these findings, we're joined on the JR Morning Live line by Russell Contreras. He is race and justice reporter for Axios. Russell, good morning.
Good morning.
Share your insights on the significance of these poll results and their potential impact on Latino communities across the country.
Yes, so what we're seeing in among Latinos since December 21 is a slow erosion of favorability for President Biden. The numbers have been going steadily down. At the same time, they've been climbing up for Trump, only about a few percentage points for Trump, but the steady rise is noticeable. We were in the 20% for Donald Trump right after January or December of 21, and they've been rising. Now they're about 30s. At the same time, Latinos are showing more support for Democratic policies, and they've closed the gap around the economy and crime, areas that Republicans are doing very well. So the Democratic brand is doing very well among Latinos, but the Biden brand is getting unpopular.
The poll also reveals that there are like varying levels of concern among different Latino subgroups. Like, you got a significant apprehension expressed by Mexicans, Central Americans, Puerto Ricans, and Cuban Americans. Why is that?
There's always been a big division among ethnic groups. We tend to put all Latinos in one pot and not realize that there's different historical political histories with each. For example, Mexican-Americans strongly backed John F. Kennedy in 1960. While Cuban-Americans did, they got very angry a bit about him with the Bay of Pigs. Mm-hmm. There have been political divisions among Mexican-Americans and Cuban-Americans that go back 60 years. Those divisions have actually gotten starker. So when you put them together, I think you're putting in oil and water in many times. So you see support, for example, for the border wall may be divided between Mexican Americans and Cuban Americans. They have different political histories. They have different political beliefs, and many times they don't belong in the same group.
Russell, I was going to ask you that about this article in Axios from you that says a percentage of Latinos who say they support building a border wall and deporting undocumented immigrants has jumped.
That's right. This is one of the contradictions of the poll. As we asked them, on the one hand, a lot of Latinos fear that any new immigration policy could result in the deportation of citizens. So there's a long history in the United States of when we had mass deportations, but we have deported Mexican-Americans, for example. So among Mexican-Americans, they feel very strongly about this. They fear that this might engulf them. Cuban-Americans, not so much. At the same time, as the poll you decided that we have today, it shows that the support of the border wall has been increasing over time. Yes, we're about 40% or so, but there's a large segment of Latinos who support the border wall, something that was just unimaginable just a few years ago.
So help me understand this anxiety about whether or not, I mean, it's amazing that they want increased enforcement, but they say they think that there will be consequences to that. Do they not think that it will be executed fairly, or is it they just say we've seen this before and mistakes are made?
I think both. I think the historical memory, if things have been passed on through generations, if you've been here that long in this country, you'll see that, this enveloped Mexican-Americans when we've had this. I've done some reporting that in the 1930s, when there was the mass deportations, we actually deported a future World War II hero who became a Holocaust survivor. So there's been a number of things that go back to history. At the same time, the rhetoric that they see from folks that say, look, I support border enforcement, but the rhetoric, you say it's an invasion, or I'm somehow dismantling the American experience or the American demographics. I think that kind of rhetoric puts things at pause. So if there was any discussion about, say, border security without this rhetoric, I think you might see more support. So that's the conflict.
Well, and you don't have to go back to the 30s. In 2019, we had a U.S. Marine, an Hispanic American born here, U.S. Marine, did a tour of duty, suffered from PTSD. They tagged him for deportation, and they illegally detained him for 3 days.
That's right. In fact, you've actually had some Vietnam vets who have been deported say, like, because of changes in the immigration laws in the 90s, they may have got arrested for an assault or something. Well, now they're subject to deportation. In fact, there have been some films about Vietnam vets on the border who just gave up their medals and said, I don't want to fight this. If this is the way you treat me after I served in Vietnam, then I'll just go back to Mexico. And I put back in quotes because they may have been there since they were 2 years old. So there's a definite contradiction in our policy. Someone can serve, put their life on the line, and then years later be subject to deportation.
Russell Contreras, race and justice reporter for Axios. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You know, when you talk about, too, the hate crimes against Latinos and the racist rhetoric, mm-hmm. you know, that you hear, I mean, I like to know, I didn't get a chance to ask him because we were running out of time, but, you know, what role does the policymakers play in trying to combat those issues?
And the rhetoric they use while promoting those policies.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
And, of course, Axios also has a scoop, that another member of the Axios team, saying that Joe Biden, later this week, he has telegraphed to his staff, we're going to silence some of the folks on the far left, but we're going to raise the bar for asylum claims in this country. He's reading his polls. He mm-hmm. thinks he has to act. We'll see if he's rattled this saber before. We'll see if he ever actually draws it. Maybe later this week. We'll be back.